8:45 on the clock. We'll call to order the regular meeting of the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Our birthday board member today, happy birthday, Kathy. I want to make sure I get that.
Thank you.
Kathy Setzer, Byers, Lytle, Bauman, Dorn, Hill, and Juergens. Next on the agenda is the consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of the general agenda, approval of the minutes of the meeting held June 26, 2013, approval of all claims through July 10, 2013, in the amount of $307,353.53. Approval and place on file all correspondence received. Approved district court summary fees report from the Register of Deeds, and the Register of Deeds fees report for the month of June 2013. Approved utility permit 959 to Windstream for the installation of fiber optic located section 14 and 15, Township 4 North, Range 5 East, and Blakely Township. Approved utility permit 960, Windstream installation fiber optic located in Section 20, 21, and 28, Township 4 North, Range 8 East, and Philly Township. Approved utility permit 961 to Windstream for the installation of fiber optic located in Section 22 and 27, Township 3 North, 6, Range 6 East, Riverside Township. Need a motion to approve, disapprove, or consider something separate in the consent agenda.
I'd move to approve the consent agenda.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote 7-0 to approve. Next on the agenda is comments from the public, requests for future agenda items relative to the Board of Supervisors. Comments from the public. None. Seeing none. We'll move on. Committee reports. Building and grounds.
Nothing.
Equalization.
We are, as you know, we're having our first set of protest hearings this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and we'll have the next round on the 16th at 8:30. Our protests will be held in this room. So other than that, you've heard Patty's report, and we'll be moving forward. We do have to approve everything by the 25th, so it'll come back here on the 24th. We'll decide how we'll do it as far as a special agenda or what we'll do. So that's where we're at.
Yes.
Danny, do you think you'll get all those done in on the today and the 16th?
Yes.
All those? Good.
Looking that way now.
Thank you. Finance, insurance. Myron.
Finance. Monday went down and talked to Sarah Rainey down at probation. You know, our probation contract's coming up. More than anything, to visit with her about future office space that's needed because of the bill that the legislature passed, which they're going to be doing a lot more with juveniles. Her office down here will be hiring four, which two will be placed in other counties. Beatrice location is overall in charge of 11 counties. And two will be here in the Beatrice office, so she will be needing two more rooms. She has submitted her budget to Don earlier, as she told me, and her comment was that she had no increase in her budget. That was her comment to me, so we'll see how the numbers check out or whatever. And the budget request she does to the counties, it's based on the census. So she has... Because one of the questions been asked often is, is Gage County getting a fair shake out of this or not or whatever? And she says, well, the budget that she submits is based on census for the county. So that's how it's determined. And I didn't ask her if that was a state thing or whatever, but I think that is. So I'm pretty sure it is. So that's how that is. But she will be needing those offices. She's starting to hire some of those probation people now, and she'll be needing those offices by October 1st, the two new ones. And stuff. So that's just kind of a timeline. So then I did stop in at Tobias visited with him a little bit, so that he said any time too, they'd be glad to start visiting about the new renewing the contract, because it's up September 30th for probation. So other than that, I'm going to start really working on the budgets. Our road and bridge, we're going to meet, road and bridge committee meet with Galen and everybody at our next committee meeting on the 22nd, I believe, and go over their budget. Donna's had a lot of the requests in from everybody, I believe, already.
Just a short few yet,
but then we'll start going over those, and we'll start scheduling some committee meetings, too, to go over those and see where we're at and how it all is. Part of it, and Terry will probably visit a little later, we have to include the bonding, the road bond in there, and we've been visiting some about Hickory Road and what we're going to do with that and going forward here in the next year, and some of that, too, will also be included in the budget and how that's all incorporated in there, so that it, we've got lines in there so that we can handle that and everything. So the next couple of months, we'll really start working on that, or next month, I guess. So, good. That's all I had for finance.
Do I mention the urban legend that this is not the time to ask for an increase?
Yeah,
I've heard that out there. This is the year to ask for an increase. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, I've already heard that. Actually, I've heard that too. This is the year to ask for the increase.
So anyway, I just
don't. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm debating whether or not I'd say that.
No. Yeah.
Human resource employee relations.
No report.
Law enforcement emergency management.
Nothing to report. Unless you got something, Gus, that you want to add?
No. I do. I got a question. Delivery date on the vehicles that we those trucks. What's
We should be getting two in any time now. One getting shipped out the 15th of this month. So.
And then once they come, then they go to get fitted, and then they come back. So.
Right.
Okay. Road and bridge.
At our committee meeting Monday, Mark Munford was there, and we talked briefly about our bonds, and we'll talk to it later in our meeting about that. Tentatively, we looked at maybe setting up a principal payment once a year in November, interest payment twice a year in May and November. We'll discuss that later on. We've had complaints again on trees on our right-of-ways. Hickory Road traffic count's been in concerning the railroad crossing down there. The state has deemed that it's not enough traffic to warrant traffic.
They're meeting with the state to see if that.
Okay.
That's
the suggestion was.
The suggestion
that we
is, or the hope is, that there's not enough traffic count to require arms or whatever. So maybe Deborah has an update on that even.
Deborah Brown with Gage County Highway. And that's true that they've, according to the traffic counts and according to the train traffic, that we would more likely not need the arms, which would save approximately $250,000.
Yeah, $250,000 on that project.
Correct.
But that hasn't been determined yet.
Not
that
a
hasn't
final
been okayed
answer
by the state.
No, yes. It's not a final answer yet, right. But it's looking that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On June 28th, the foreman for the NRD Rotter project, we've had some issues about replacing some gravel on these roads, and Galen's been working with him, and I think yesterday they started to haul gravel on these roads to replace the gravel that was mistakenly removed. Starting on replacing culverts in the Philly Adam blacktop, and Mark Manelli was there putting together our bids to have those okayed on the roads in August sometime, hopefully. So we'll have those specs and everything done by that time. Also included some work, and we'll be doing work on the Hickory Road bridges right away, issues like that. Anything else, Deb, to add on that?
You've covered it.
Okay.
Good job. Thank you.
I'll make one other comment. The not the bridge that's a federal aid project right north of Philly, but the one that's about a mile north of Philly or three-quarters of a mile north there right below Greg Dorn's house, they are sizing those. Mark Manelli's down there sizing that too now, and hope to replace that bridge with some, according to Galen, some pretty big culverts. and with some head walls and stuff. And then the last meeting or several meetings ago, they're putting together a bid specification for that project along with six other projects, and they'll put that all out at once here in the future so that there'll be seven culvert projects or whatever in the county that they'll try and bid all at once. Mark Minnelli has told us that there's a real good chance then you get a better price and stuff. So.
And we can visit a little bit more with that when we get down to the emeritus bonding motion there. But let's deal with Bob sitting there. Mr. Dorn, we want to present Bob Dorn. Yeah, everyone calls him Dink. I don't know how that name got there. Maybe Bob, can you come forward? Maybe tell us how you got your name. Bob is retiring from the county after 15 years this time of service, but you worked for the county once before, left and came back, correct?
Right.
So we want to recognize you for your years of service and let you know we appreciate you. And I don't know you real well, but every time I've visited with Bob, he's always had a smile on his face. Mm-hmm. Seems like he does a wonderful job, and I think everyone enjoys working with you down there. So.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
So what would you? I want to know where you got your nickname.
Well, can we discuss it? I inherited from everywhere I worked. So I was always one of the guys that jumped from one job to the other when they needed help.
Aylin, you visit? How long have you worked with Bob here?
With Bob for over 15 years, ever since he was down there.
I really appreciate that. I think that's good. We've got some longevity down there in the highway department, and in certain generations, you see people, kind of the job force is kind of a revolving market anymore, and so it's nice to see that in some places some folks do stay around.
Okay.
Over the last couple of years, it's been kind of rough periodically, but I think we've kind of got stuff smoothed out, and I appreciate you hanging in there.
Okay, thank you.
But Terry's got a plaque for you. Terry.
Also, I'd like to add, Bob's one of the few people down there that have worked in all three departments down there, the dirt crew, bridge crew, and asphalt crew, as well as graduating to running patrol, and has done an excellent job in the southern end of the county for us. So with that being said, Bob.
We're real lucky to have the Bob Dorns in our department. Very lucky.
Just a couple minutes. I don't know if I got anything to go in there. Where's Phil? I didn't see Phil. I thought he was going to come in. He was supposed to give the flag. Is Phil out there? I don't see Phil. Yeah. Maybe he's there with him. With him.
Done.
Yeah, there's Phil. Okay. Don't sit down, Phil. You're up.
I'm up.
Just about less than a minute early, but we're going to go ahead and present our Veteran Honors Program, Phil Dittbrenner, the Gage County Veteran Service Officer, make our presentation this month.
Good morning. This morning we'd like to present a certificate of appreciation to Herman Andreessen. Herman entered the armed services at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Later, he was stationed at Camp Carson, Colorado, Hunter Liggett Military Reservation in the California mountains for 3 months of maneuvers. Then Herman was stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia. He was a field artillery as a chief of the section in charge of a 105mm artillery gun, which he was responsible for the maintenance of the gun, also called a howitzer. In addition, Herman was in charge of an 11-man crew. He was then sent overseas to the European Theater of Operations and fought in the countries of France and Germany. When the war was over, he was at the city of Steyr, Austria, where his crew met up with the Russian army. This time, I'd like to present this certificate to Herman Andreessen.
That's quite an honor. I think there's other veterans probably deserved it more than what I did. But that's quite an honor. I want to thank you for it.
Thank you.
Do what?
You want to say anything, Herman, about your service?
No. Only I didn't volunteer for the service, and I'm proud that I served, but I wouldn't want to go through it again. And what the main thing is, I was with some guys for 3.5 years. After you got discharged, we just like brothers, never see each other again. But I enjoyed. I was proud to serve our country, and that's about all I have to say.
Well, Herman, thank you for your service, and thank you for being a part of our community when you did come back.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just give him this little gift. Herman, wait, hold on. Hold
okay.
All right. Let me go through my. Next on the agenda is Sandy Morrissey, but she won't be here. She had something come up that she's unable to be here, so we won't have a presentation from her. Next will be approve or disapprove the public defender contract for the period of July 1, 2013 through June 30th, 2016. We have a motion to approve or disapprove.
I'd move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. We'll say that this was one of the contract negotiations we did have a discussion with in closed session, and we did, there was a request, we made a counteroffer, and this was what was agreed upon by when it was sent back. So, any questions at all? I have a motion in a second. Rogers reviewed it. His recommendation has gone to the committee, too, that also looks at this. So, all parties involved, I believe, are in agreement.
Basically, it was suggestions from the board. Those were implemented into this. Into this contract.
Okay. Vote 7-0 to approve. Next is we will take up approve or disapprove. I need a motion to approve or disapprove the resolution for the special use permit number 2013-3 for the construction of a Verizon wireless telecom tower facility located in the northeast quarter of Section 34 in Philly Township. Need a motion to approve or disapprove?
I make a motion to approve.
Moved by Juergens.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Resolution 13-18. Now, I'm going to call for any discussion with the board. It's not a public hearing. We're not going to hear additional comments from either party. Again, it was a different process. Took a couple weeks to go out if folks wanted to actually physically see the site. So we're not going to, since the public hearing is closed, we're not accepting new information as far as any new affidavits or anything like that. We've heard all that in a public hearing. We spent a couple weeks to review that information. I know that I've had an opportunity to go over and look at all the information that was then presented and sent at the clerk's office. I hope everyone else has had a chance to do that as well. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I did just something you might want to, you know, for the record. There's a couple basically requirements. I know Lisa spoke with the requirements are 5.15 as far as the height of the tower and all those logistical things at the last meeting. There's under the guidelines in your P&Z books, and I specifically mentioned 6.2 and 6.514. I think if you just generally reference that, the testimony and the information brought to this board has been satisfied. You know, the board has considered the guidelines and the factors noted in your P&Z book. That'd be a good idea. Okay.
Yes, Kathy.
I'd just like to say that I know personally there are some really dead areas over there, and I think that for not just convenience but for safety, it's important that this tower goes up, and all of the comments, or the majority of the comments that I've received or emails, have been in favor of this, so I'm going to vote for it.
I'll just make a comment, too. I think we were able to, at least Matt and I know Matt said he did. I went out there, too, and looked at the area and looked at the location where it's going to be at. There is another tower in the area real close, right across from the acreage that Ron talked about last time. I believe a lot of us did get a lot of comments. We were able to visit with a lot of people in the area. We got a lot of emails. I think we heard quite a response from people that there is definitely a need in that area for a tower.
And certainly I looked at the site where it's going to be, and I certainly heard from a lot of people that, you know, would really like to have the coverage in that area, that just real difficult area to get coverage.
Matt, I also, too, had a lot of comments from the area. All of them were positive in favor of the tower, and I had no negative whatsoever. So,
okay, again, I have a motion by Juergens, seconded by Dorn. No further discussion. Vote 7-0 to approve. Next on the agenda, approve or disapprove moving forward with the bonding process with Emeritus. I need a motion to approve or disapprove.
So move.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Discussion. This is a discussion that took place in Road and Bridge meeting on the 8th, and so the recommendation, again, was to come forward with proceeding, and I'll let Myron and Terry discuss that.
Yeah, one of the things, Mark Mumford was down Monday morning to visit with us, and he emphasized a little bit what Jay Spearman said the other week, that interest rates have worked up, particularly the longer-term interest rates. 20 years have worked up more than the 10-year bond or whatever, but the 10-year bond has definitely worked up. He visited with us, or we had asked the questions, you know, if we don't start any construction until a year from now, should we wait and do the bonds later? The risk you take, or the risk to doing that, is you're not locking in the interest rate then. How long out there, or what is the risk or the chance of interest rates going up or down or whatever? And that's something that he says, you know, nobody knows. He says they are working up. You run the risk of them going higher. If you would wait until, say, next May, when we actually started needing some of the money to pay for some of the construction or whatever. So the consensus, I think, of the committee was, no, let's go ahead and do this. At the 20, he will, the week before the 24th, they do a testing or something like that. He called a pre-test of the bonds. In other words, they go out and they put the question out there, what would these bonds sell for or whatever. So the 24th, he will have a very, very good idea of what the bonds will be locked in for or whatever, or what the interest rate would be. But it's definitely higher than when the proposal back in March was a 1.6% all-inclusive. He's talking around a 2.2 to a 2.3 right now today. So the interest rate has gone up that much.
It's inching up. It's going to continue to do that unless all the predictions are wrong. We need to get locked in.
You know, the first interest payment would be scheduled for May, next year in May, and then would schedule the principal payments every year in November, and you'd also have an interest payment then in November. So an interest payment would be scheduled twice a year, principal payment every year in November. A lot of that's lined up so that your tax collections are actually in, so you have the money to pay for that. So.
And there was he spoke about NPATE, and I think periodically, and I don't know what the acronym exactly stands for, but I know I think we did that with the courthouse bond. Took those funds, put them, and you earn a pittance as far as interest go. So that was really, and we had lively discussion, and you know what Mark said, he recommends letting these sooner than later, regardless of when you can get it done.
in addition to that, we asked Mark, what's your recommendation? And he said, I would rather take the unknown out of it. So by locking it in right now, would take that unknown out of it. You would know what you would have, and it would be set right now. Either though, the funds might not be used this year, might not. We don't know that yet. It's his recommendation. We do lock them in right now, and I think I agree with him on that.
He also had a discussion with us about the fact that the bond says we are limited to the 3 mil levy. And he mentioned several times about the fact that if, or since, the county's valuation will be going up, we won't have no problem staying under the 3 mil levy. If there would be 0% increase in our valuation going next year, with the increase in the interest rate, he said, then you would have to start making maybe some adjustments here or there because of the fact that that would be really tight then. But he used an estimate of 8% increase in our valuation, which right now, according to Patty and what the state has said, we're looking at a little bit over a 12% increase. And an 8% increase, he was looking at right at 2.82 mil levy. But those are estimates also. So, you know, if with a 12% increase, we will definitely have room under the 3 mil levy, because that's also another concern you need to be aware of and watch, just in case you start bumping up to that. And then we're required by that bond vote to stay under the 3 mil levy.
Terry, you want to speak to Mark Minnelli, his recommendation about how we'll bond the roads and what his thoughts were on that?
How we would do it?
Well, how we would not bond it, but how we would let the bids for those.
Oh,
have that discussion.
He had had talked to some contractors about their workload. With the weather being, well, it's not that way now, but with the rainy spell we had before, he said it looked like everything was pretty well probably booked for the year. There might be an instance this fall if everything goes well, depending on the weather. He's getting those specs together on all these roads, and thought it would be best to get those bids out there in one of our August meetings also. Get those things let out there and then see what response we do have for this fall. Another instance, I'll pick out a small part, that 2 mile segment east of town. Could go either concrete or asphalt, however it's bid. Concrete bids have been coming in very close, I guess, to asphalt bids. There might be a concrete company could go and come in, get the job done this fall. And so that's why, to try and tie the two together, which would be the letting the bonds as well as letting the bids on the road, is fairly important, I think.
So we'll look for approval or consideration with the emeritus actual bonding paperwork, and I guess that'll come probably to, I don't know where Mark's going to send that, to your office, emeritus to your office, and so, and then in August we'll look to calling for bids for the road. So if you've, you know, and I know we talked about getting that information, Mark Minnelli will bring that to Road and Bridge, we'll get it to everybody. If you've got questions, call down there, talk to Galen, talk to Terry, that's his home away from home. Haunts the place down there. So, so we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion regarding proceeding with the bonding process? And then we'll just have Deborah, depending on how the vote works out, give emeritus a call and just tell them to start working with the paperwork, and then they'll get it to you. So do that. All right. Motion and second. No further discussion. Vote 7-0 to proceed. All right. Here. Got a closed session. Again, we're going to discuss contract negotiations. And again, this is just as we're trying to put our heads together as we move forward on some of these other agreements we have with services. Anything else? There won't be any action afterwards. No. Before we go in, I got one. Mark Engler from the Homestead has contacted me about, want us to give us some information about proposed effects of the wind generation, where those the plan that's going to, whether or not it happens west of town, and he wanted to go over those with a few folks, and I said, well, if anyone's interested, you can contact Mark. So he's, you know, we're not going to form a committee. I don't know which committee it would go to, but if you're interested, give him a call. He sent some information. I think I asked him, he had some maps. I said, get them to Don, and Don could get them to folks. So if you're interested, get a hold of Mark if you want to sit down with him. So, all right, then I'll call for a motion to go into closed session to discuss contract negotiations necessary for the protection of the public interest or needless or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
So moved.
Moved by the birthday supervisor.
Yeah, second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion, vote, 7-0 to approve.
Move we come out of closed session 10-11.
Motion by Lytle, seconded by Byers. Vote, 7-0 out of executive session. Anything else for the good of the order for the Board of Supervisors today? All right, seeing none, we will adjourn 10-11.
Good week.
Happy birthday again.
Well, thank you.